future in, wait for this, robotics. Let me speak to James Hu. James, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. I'm James Hu, right? Yeah.
James, you're from China.
Yeah, I'm from China, okay.
And there's going to be
Changsha, the capital city of Hunan province, okay. The city may be a little bit unfamiliar to you guys, right? But I mentioned celebrity called the founder of new China, Mao Zedong. He was born in Hunan, in Changsha, okay. That's it.
I know where we are. James, you're interested in or very much involved in developing robotics and a special robotics competition that Sentinus are going to be making available to 100 teenagers in Belfast during a week this summer. Tell me about that.
Oh, yes. Okay. Let me talk about, platform called WTRA. Okay, it has a very close link to Sentinus, right, this year. WTRA is a platform studied by six leading robotics education organizations in China in the year 2015, and designed to foster the teenagers, the 21st century life skills, and spark their interest right in STEM education. So we are very lucky that we just get connected with Sentinus for the first year to promote this kind of, competitions, right, in Belfast together.
Well, okay, it sounds like something that the kids here are going to be so into. And I know Bill Connor from Sentinus is with you as well, James. I'm going to take an opportunity to speak to Bill about this, because the kids will be mad keen to see how they can get involved. And I think 100 Chinese young people from China aged 12 to 16 are going to be rolling into town for it as well. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Bill. Just with regards to it, for people who may want to be involved, how do they get involved? When exactly is it going to happen?
Well, it's happening in July, Frank, in the third week in July. The competition itself will actually take place in Belfast City Hall. The City Council is very much involved with it. So if anybody from local schools or any local young people are interested in taking part in the competition, they can contact us directly. So if they go to our website, sentinus.co.uk, they can find the information there. So we will be putting out a call to schools and young people, though, in the coming weeks, to get engaged in the competition. It's really exciting. We're delighted to have a partnership with James in China, and we're hoping that we're going to build this into a relationship over the next 4 or 5 years, and make real opportunities for young people to take part in robotics here in Northern Ireland.
There'll be some people listening who don't even know what robotics actually is. What is robotics?
Well, it's programming, effectively computer programming, to control devices to perform particular tasks. Mm-hmm. We will actually be using, for this competition, we'll be using Lego Mindstorms kits, which a lot of young people will be familiar with, and a lot of young people will have those in their own homes. So we'll be using the Lego Mindstorms kits and the young people will be expected to program the robots to perform a whole range of tasks. And it replicates what's happening in industry. Many companies now use robots in automated production processes to perform a whole range of tasks. So it's very much in vogue at the moment, and it's a very important skill for young people to have.
Yeah. Well, if they want to find out more, the Sentinus website, best port of call, is that right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Okay, James and Bill, thank you very much, fellas. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you, Frank. Indeed.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you, chaps. Right, so there's an idea.